OpenServe is more than just SA's largest telecoms infrastructure provider. It's the answer to new ways of doing business, a connection to cutting-edge technology and infinite possibilities. A connection to tomorrow. Connect with us at openserve.co.za.
This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm Duncan MacLeod and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm at the ITU in Durban today and I am in the room with Communications Minister Nomvula Mokonyane. Minister, welcome to Tech Central.
Thank you and good afternoon.
So I'm keen to talk to you about quite a few things actually, but let's start with the digital migration process. We know it's years overdue. I think the very ITU had set a deadline of mid-2015 for us to have completed this project. We're now late into 2018 and the pressure is mounting for the spectrum to be released to the mobile operators so that they can deploy mobile broadband services, but SABC, ETV still sitting on analog spectrum. What's happening with this process and when is this project going to be finished?
Yes, there has been a process that has been unfolding in South Africa. Unfortunately, it has not been a multi-dimensional kind of an intervention. It was an exclusive project that was driven directly by the Department of Communication. Upon being deployed into this portfolio, one of the urgent and immediate things that one had to look at is the progress and the approach that it has been implemented. We did come to realize that it can't be something that is solely driven by government department. You need a multidisciplinary team. You need the private sector. You need industry. You need different departments to be on board. We have since put together an advisory council that has already done some bit of work, which then indicates, amongst other things, that there is no one-size-fits-all solution in terms of the rollout of set-top. We need the DTV. We need to make sure that where we have to also move, we need to make sure that there's connectivity through Centec. And amongst other things, we need to know who are these communities or individuals that need to be assisted. We have roped in the Department of Social Development so that we can have our data. What is coming out, we are far below 5 million as it was predicted, and will not need an amount of 6 billion because together working with the private sector and local government, we've been able to find different solutions that are going to manufacture alternative appliances that are already out in the market, such as your HD TVs. We also are looking at the distribution, whether the post office is well placed. And precisely because of that work, we've already put a milestone for the immediate. The immediate is to switch off the Free State province from analog to digital by the end of this year, first month of 2019, and then move into the Western Cape, into the Northern Cape, and that is going to then help us with the highly urbanized provinces who would also have to go and do verification and validation, because even those that are dependent on government, some out of their own have moved from the systems that they have actually been using. So indeed, the release of the spectrum has to be also happening for broadcasting, particularly as an anchor to broaden broadcasting in South Africa, to transform the broadcasting, but also to reach out to every South African, because that has been one of the major challenges, that where we are now, we can't reach out to everybody. We're quite certain that once we have now cleared even the long-term intervention with Cabinet, which would be briefing Cabinet on the 19th of September, will then be able to move then with speed.
What is this briefing with Cabinet? What are you going to be discussing?
Cabinet has asked us to come and present the turnaround. And we've put the turnaround not as the department. It's a multi-stakeholder turnaround that involves Treasury, trade and industry, the private sector, as well as other service providers.
Specifically on digital terrestrial migration.
On digital, yes, terrestrial migration, but also on how it has to be done in South Africa. And this time we're quite certain that we'll not go beyond at least a year and a half for us to complete the work.
So when will it be done?
It will be. We're starting with switching on the first stage end of this year, and then moving into the Northern Cape, December and January, which would be the two, and then the whole country. It is again because we've just been 3 months into this responsibility. We would want cabinet to first go and approve that rollout plan, because it is a rollout plan that must be embraced by everybody, so that then it does not depend on the change of leadership in government.
Okay. Interestingly, what you mentioned about the number of government-subsidized set-top boxes not needing to be in the 5 million range anymore, do you have an estimate on how many will be needed?
As we speak now, there's been a rollout of over a million. There's been a rollout of over a million that is known to have reached the relevant households. As to whether they are all connected, that is what we are now working on. And we're quite certain that it is more than that 4 million that is already also sorted through other means. And hence the partnership we have with the retailing sector, the need for trade and industry also to come in on manufacturing, as well as communication, because what we need is to have an integrated process that deals with production, installation, connectivity, and maintenance going forward.
So beyond the million that you say already in consumers' hands, are any additional going to be needed?
The ones that we're saying are beyond a million are the ones that had to do with set-top boxes that were procured by government, over and above what individual households have done on their own, including those that are as yet to be connected, because those set-top boxes are still in the warehouses. So we have more than a million, just the ones that have been procured through government processes. And that's what we want to clear, clear all the warehouses, because we can't be a retailer. We're not into the business of supply. We must be in the business of setting norms and standards and making sure that we target the right people.
So will government procure any more set-top boxes beyond the million that's already been made?
Government will look at different options, and procurement of set-top boxes will be considered as part of an inclusive approach.
But it'll be nowhere near close to 5 million?
No, it will not even be near anything called 5 million, because we've already made a dent on the 5 million. It's just that it has not been coordinated.
I know it happened before your time, but I'm sure you have a good knowledge of the history of this project. What mistakes do you think we made as a country in this project? Why has it taken us so long?
One of the mistakes was to assume that this is a government-driven intervention. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's the absence of a strategy, a plan. Thirdly, it's the exclusion of critical role players. And fourthly, is to not involve other critical departments, because even dealing with the means test, you need to know that. And our source of reference should be the Department of Social Development, because it has the indigent register, it has those that are benefiting in terms of pensions. And then the last thing, it's the location of those who are supposed to be assisted by government. And hence the role of local government becomes very critical. And I think those were some of the mistakes we made.
There's also been an incredible amount of instability at the top of the Department of Communications. We know that pretty much every year during the Jacob Zuma administration, there was a new Minister of Communications. How much of a role did that play in the ability of the
That's
department?
That's exactly what is a problem. This should not rely on the political figure present. There must be an implementation plan by government that whoever comes in, you have a program that you have to implement. That's why we want to take it to cabinet, so that it's not nonvolas program, but it is a program that whoever comes in must find an advisory council, must find role players in place, must find every department already there, so that you don't reinvent the wheel and do things on the basis of an individual, because that's what makes projects not to be sustainable.
Let's change tack a bit. I'd like to ask you about I wasn't able to make it, but I know that you led a colloquium this week on public broadcasting. The SABC was there, various stakeholders were there. Where do you see the funding model for the SABC going in future? We know that it's in a precarious financial position at the moment. I know that Treasury has just approved it, allowing it to make further loans. But does there have to be, in your view, a fundamental rethink?
I do believe in the rethinking of the funding of the SABC.
How should it be funded?
I do believe that there has to be more fiscus that is considered in terms of funding the SABC, not just an allocation, but government programs directed towards the use of SABC can yield good results for SABC. The space we buy, the platforms we use, we should make the public broadcaster our first choice of partnering when it comes to communication because of its footprint, because of its ability. Secondly, there has to be also a commitment by government that whilst the SABC has a responsibility as a public broadcaster to promote public interest, there must also be an investment by government in terms of its national projects so that then with all your national events and everything, there must be a contract signed with the SABC so that it plans ahead, including your special officials and everything. That is being deposited by government. Government must also have some commercial kind of a relationship with the SABC so that you can then go to private broadcasters and buy space and demand free of the SABC, yet the costs are the same, if not too much for a public broadcaster. The second one, it is around revisiting the license fees. I think South Africa has to go back and say, is there a best practice of dealing with licensing? Can it be incorporated onto household rates and taxes? Where can it actually be put so that then we can be in a position to make a difference? The third is to have a broad spectrum of activities or channels that are owned off pay TV by SABC so that then South Africans don't have to then go to a commercial platform for them to access the South African broadcaster. So it is those things that I think we should be able to explore.
Let's talk about TV license fees in a little bit more detail because I think the figures are, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think 18% of households in South Africa currently pay their TV license, TV earning households. That's incredibly low.
It is quite low.
Very low.
It is low. And I think it's a challenge that we have to deal with throughout the country. Just the culture of non-payment, non-payment of rates and taxes, non-payment for services, and TV licenses are not an exemption in that regard. So we definitely need to raise a lot of public awareness that these are the resources that must then go back towards production of content, so that then you can enjoy and be satisfied with the products that come out of the SABC. Because content production is also quite critical for the SABC to thrive and to attract even commercial partners into the SABC.
Is a license fee the right way to fund it, though? I mean, you spoke about government or treasury potentially providing more funding to the SABC in future. Isn't there an argument to be made, since compliance is so low anyway, just scrap it?
I think it will be an easy way out. Mm-hmm. I don't believe so. I think we can find a better way. We can find a better way of dealing. If there's a fuel tax, there's all other taxes, we need to look at various options so that then there can also be value. I think international studies indicate that where there is high payment of licenses, production also becomes of good quality. But finally, the other important thing that then comes out of that is the loyalty of your viewership and listenership.
Hmm. You mentioned rates and taxes. Is that something under consideration by government, that it's simply tacked on to your...
The colloquium has thrown various things for consideration. We'll all be looking at them. And remember, we've also called for public comments. We only close now on the 31st of August. We hope to look at all these issues and see what would work, whether you need a hybrid so that you don't only have to rely on one.
And what is the future of the SABC? I know, you know, since it was licensed back
in... It has to be smart. The SABC must move. We can't go back to the SABC of the past. Mm-hmm. We must go to the SABC of the future that will also be attractive to young, smart, techno-savvy young people, but also an SABC that does not require you to get home and sit on the couch and grab the remote. It must be the SABC that you can find on the palm of your hand.
So smart apps.
All those things.
Maybe something
you
like,
definitely need
like
that.
The BBC has done with
you,
the iPlayer.
You need that.
Okay.
We do need that. And that we know that that will affect the historical character of the SABC. The number of people employed, the space it occupies, and the opportunities that come with the different buildings and stuff. We need to adapt to the fourth industrial revolution, and I'm sure the SABC can actually go beyond. But as long
is
as
is it too big at the moment? Is it too lumbering an organization?
I think it can't be easy for me to say it is too big. Because it must still define itself on what it seeks to do. And once that is being resolved, then you then come and say, do we have the right men and women to have the right home bodies that can do the job?
Mm-hmm. But is there a possibility that the organization could be downscaled to make it more efficient and lean for the future in a multi-channel environment?
I think with any repositioning, of course, there will be an impact both financially as well as with regard to human capital. Mm-hmm. And that would have to await, but that should not be the first to do, mm-hmm. Laying off people. Mm-hmm. First, there must be an appreciation of what the problem statement is and what we're seeking to resolve.
I guess the question is, how does the SABC stop hemorrhaging cash, which is what it's been doing for a number of years?
There are many things that the SABC has to sort out. Contract management, simply. Secondly, getting value for money and fit for purpose are the three things that the SABC has to get right.
I wish you luck, Minister Mokonyane.
Thank you. I wish the board luck as well, the SABC.
Nomvulo Mokonyane is the Minister of Communications. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central.